This tape will become part of the Scandinavian Immigrant Experience Collection at Pacific Lutheran University. The date today is August 23rd, 1984, and the interview is taking place in Spokane, Washington, and is being conducted by Janet Rasmussen. Tell me your full name.
Brynhild, B-R-Y-N-H-I-L-D.
Brynhild, and what was your family name from Norway?
Chesnes.
Chesnes?
Uh-huh.
How do you spell
Chesnes,
that?
Chesnes, K-J-O-S-N-E-S.
Hmm? And your married name?
Garberg.
Hmm? Garberg.
G-A-R-B-E-R-G.
Now, Mrs. Garberg, where were you born?
In Selbu, Norway.
In Selbu.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's in Trøndelag, is that right?
Yes, uh-huh. A lot of Trøndelag.
Mm-hmm. And what was your birth date?
Oh, March the 30th.
March the 30th, what year?
In 1984.
So you've just had your 90th birthday.
Uh-huh.
Now tell me your parents' names. What was your father's name?
It was Ole.
Ole.
Uh-huh. Chesnes.
Chesnes. And your mother?
Sissel. S-I-S-S-E-L.
Okay. And where were they from in Norway?
They were from... My mother was Kulset.
Kulset?
Yeah.
They were born in Selby.
They were both
born in Selby.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And tell me something about them, what they did for a living and so on in Norway first.
Well, my dad, he worked...
He worked for a lumber company.
Lumber company, yeah. He marked the lumbers for people that wanted to buy out in the woods.
Out in the woods. He went out and marked the trees?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Did he also have a farm, or...?
Yes, he had a farm.
What can you tell me about that farm?
Well, there was mostly hay on it.
Uh-huh.
And we have some garden too.
Mm-hmm. How many children in your family?
Four. My brother, he came a year, 2 years before us. He followed my auntie, she was in Norway, so he went back with her. And then we come 2 years afterwards, my two sisters and I, and my mother and dad.
So your brother was quite a bit older than you.
Yeah, well, no, he was 7 years older.
7 years older.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. He died a long time ago.
What was his name?
John.
John.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Was it John in the old country, or was that his American name?
It was J-O-H-N.
J-O-H-N it was. Mm-hmm. Okay. And he was 7 years older. And then, what about your sisters? Where did they come in?
Oh, my sister was the oldest, Ragnhild.
Uh-huh.
R-I-G-N-H-I-L-D.
Right. And then came John, and then?
Regina.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And then you.
Yeah, that's me.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said that your brother went to America first,
mm-hmm.
from the family.
Yes, he went with my auntie. She came as a visit, and then he went back with her.
Now, tell me about this aunt. Was that your mother's or your father's sister?
My father's sister.
Father's sister. Mm-hmm. And where in the United States was she living?
Oh. She, at La Crosse. She lived at La Crosse.
She lived at La Crosse, uh-huh. Washington.
When we come here. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Right.
She's been back east, but she came. She was in La Crosse when we came. They were farming down there.
Mm-hmm. Do you know? Do you know approximately when she came to the United States?
1901.
Mm-hmm. So it was. She came just that 2 years before you.
Well, 5 years before we came. I came in 1907.
You came in 1907. Uh-huh. Oh, excuse me. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So your aunt came over in 1903.
Well, she moved to La Crosse from Minnesota.
I see. So she moved to La Crosse in 1903.
Yeah.
And she was married.
Yes.
What was her name?
Barrett.
Barrett?
B-E-R-R-E-T.
Okay. Probably B-E-R-I-T, Barrett.
Yeah.
And what more?
Oh, Wiggin.
Wiggin?
Yeah, she married the Wiggin.
Did they spell that with a W?
Yeah.
I-G-G-E-N. And her husband's first name was?
Peter.
Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know why they came out to La Crosse?
Well, I'm not really known about that.
No.
He came by himself, I guess, and there wasn't hardly anybody down at La Crosse by the time he came in, because that was early, in the early days.
Right. Now, what did your aunt write home or tell your brother and your father about Washington that you think got them interested in coming over?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Did your father never talk to you about why they decided to come?
No. Well, my brother went, see, and then didn't have any helper at home, so he went too.
Do you remember ever there coming letters or a letter from your brother in America?
Oh, yes. He wrote some. My grandfather came too, and he was 80 years old.
Is that right? Together with you in that same party?
Yes. Uh-huh.
My goodness.
But he lived just a couple of years after we came.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So was there anybody left back in Salvo?
Oh, there were a lot of people. Not any of my family.
That's what I was thinking, your family.
Yeah, no, not any of my family.
Uh-huh. Now, the grandfather that came with you, that was your father's father.
My father's father.
Uh-huh. And his name was?
John.
John.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your grandmother, was she not living?
No, she died.
Mm-hmm. Did your grandfather live with you in your home?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Now, let's see, if you came in 1907, you would have been, getting on to 13 or so. How old exactly were you?
I had my birthday on the ocean.
You had your birthday on the ocean?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Had you ever been out of Salbu?
No.
Up to that point?
No. Uh-huh.
How did you feel about coming to America?
Oh, I was lost. Couldn't talk. Yeah, I couldn't understand much or anything. I started at school, but I couldn't understand anything.
No, right. Think back to when you were still at home in Norway. How did you feel when your parents decided to come?
Oh, I liked it.
You liked the idea?
Uh-huh.
Tell me about the trip and what your parents brought with the family and what you can remember about that.
Oh, I don't know. Well, we lost a girl. She died. And she was 20. She died right on the ocean. But they buried her in New York when we got to New York.
That was a neighbor.
Uh-huh.
Was
our neighbor. She was 20 years old.
Oh, my.
Uh-huh.
Did she become ill?
Certainly ill. She was all right in the evening, but she got it during the night, I guess.
Oh. So there were many more people coming besides your family in that group?
Oh, yeah, we were quite a few, quite a bunch. What was it?
27.
27.
Mm-hmm. 27 in that group.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And we all came to La Crosse. But I think I'm the only one living.
From that.
Out of the bunch.
Uh-huh, from that group.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, how did you travel? Where did you leave? What Norwegian port did you leave from?
By boat from Trondheim.
From Trondheim?
Uh-huh. We went to Oslo by boat.
Uh-huh.
And then from there again, we went on plane.
No.
No, did you?
No, we went on a boat.
Couldn't have gone on the plane.
Oh, yeah, we went on a boat. I came and landed.
They came across over England. They came over England.
What was the name of the boat?
Baltic.
Yeah.
The Baltic.
Uh-huh. Baltic. He's in the ocean. He sunk in the ocean.
Oh. Uh-huh. Were all the passengers on that boat immigrants, pretty much?
Yes. Uh-huh. There was quite a few.
Do you remember how long it took to come across?
Oh, yeah. We came here the 14th of April, and we left about the 20th of March.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 20th of March.
Mm-hmm. And you said you celebrated your birthday
at
sea.
On the ocean.
Uh-huh. Did they have a cake for you? And
no.
No?
I don't think they even knew it.
Uh-huh. Now, how did your mother feel about leaving?
Oh, she liked it. She didn't say no.
She didn't?
No.
Were her parents still living in Selbu?
Her mother was, yeah.
Do you remember saying goodbye to your grandmother?
Oh, yes, I know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, how did your family get the money to pay for the trip and...
Oh, they had money, I guess. My dad worked out in the woods, and that's what he, and he had some farm too, cut hay and had cows and cattle. I heard of cattle out in the woods too.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did you have other jobs on the farm, you remember? That was...
Oh, I could rake hay.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I was just little, so I didn't do much of that.
Did you go to school from in Norway?
Yes, uh-huh. Yes. We had 12 weeks of school. That's about all we had.
A year.
A year, I mean.
Right.
Mm-hmm. 12 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Now, you weren't confirmed when you came yet.
No, I got confirmed here. Mm-hmm.
What? Now, tell me something about your sisters and your brother. Now, John was 7 years older than you,
uh-huh.
You said. So yes. he was maybe, how old when he came to America?
Oh, about 18.
Mm-hmm. And what did he find work doing?
He stayed with my auntie. Mm-hmm. An uncle. That's how he went.
Mm-hmm. And he worked on their farm?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And your sister, Ronhild, she was the oldest. What was she doing?
Well, she stayed there, too. She worked with them, too. She helped them.
Mm-hmm. Had she been employed in Norway? Did she have
no.
a job there?
No, she was at home.
She was at home. Mm-hmm. And Regina, how much older was she than you?
2.5.
So did she go to school with you in La Crosse?
No.
No?
She didn't go to school here.
She didn't?
No.
Uh-huh.
She was through school here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, all of these people that came to La Crosse, did they have work right away, or how did they get settled in?
Oh, yeah, they got work. There was a different combine, and there were about 10 men they had when they were out in the field. Now they can do it with two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you remember your house, your first house in La Crosse?
Uh-huh.
Tell me about that.
Oh, it wasn't very big. It was a new house, but it wasn't very big. We bought it from my uncle, and it was farm, yeah, pretty close to where they live.
Mm-hmm. This is your Uncle Peter Wiggin?
Uh-huh.
How many rooms did you have?
Two downstairs, three, four, five rooms downstairs.
Five rooms downstairs?
Uh-huh. And three upstairs.
Mm-hmm. Did you have, tell me about the kitchen. What was in the kitchen?
Oh, it was a stove, wood stove, coal and wood stove.
Yeah.
And, and then we had a pantry, a little pantry.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did you get your water?
Oh, we had a windmill. Uh-huh. And she, when it was blue, when the wind blew, she pumped water.
How did it strike you to come to this kind of a landscape around La Crosse and to be in that climate?
Oh, it was all right. It wasn't as warm then as it is now, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. You arrived in April, you said.
Yes, 14th of April.
14th of April. Uh-huh. What did you do that first summer?
Well, we stayed down at Uncle's. He had two twin girls. I played with them. And two boys, and they had two boys too, mm-hmm. when they were older.
Did you go to school then that following fall?
Uh-huh.
Tell me about that. What grade did they put you in?
Oh, in the first. But I couldn't understand them much in my language. Well, those girls, they knew a little bit. Those Wiggin girls, they told me what she said when she said something to me, so I got a hold of it that way.
Mm-hmm. How long did you go to school?
I was a year and a half, I think.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel pretty comfortable with English by the time you finished?
No.
No?
Not too much.
Mm-hmm. What language did you speak at home?
Scandinavian, Norwegian.
Uh-huh. Did your mother ever learn English?
Oh, no. No, she didn't talk much. She understood, though. My dad, he was with Englishmen in Norway and hunting. They went out hunting. And he learned quite a bit with them.
Mm-hmm. So you never had any big problems on the trip over with people getting lost or not knowing how to get food or anything like that?
No, we got the food on the plane, mm-hmm. on the boat.
On the boat. And when you got to New York, you took the train?
Yes, uh-huh.
Do you remember anything like any of the foods or any of the people that just struck you, really seemed different or exciting to you?
No. We had to go out on an island. I don't know what the name of it was.
Ellis Island.
Ellis Island, on account of my grandfather. He was old.
Uh-huh.
So we had to go out there for him. So we got left, but then we caught up with the others again. They were on the plane.
On the train?
On the train, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So you met, so you came all together in that group of 27
uh-huh.
people, you said.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Came to La Crosse. Mm-hmm. And we got coffee from them, from the one that made the paper in La Crosse, the Clipper.
Oh.
He served us a little lunch when we come. He thought we were so many.
Mm-hmm. What was his name? Remember?
I can't think about it. Mm. It's so long.
No, but he had that a newspaper.
Yes, uh-huh.
The Clipper, is that the name of it?
The Clipper, Lacrosse Clipper.
Was he Norwegian too?
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so you got a good welcome when you arrived.
Yes,
uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. So, now tell me, you went to school for about a year and a half, until you were maybe 15.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get confirmed there in La Crosse?
Yes, uh-huh.
What sort of a church was that?
Oh, it's the Salve Lutheran Church.
It was called Salve Lutheran?
Uh-huh.
Was there a Norwegian pastor?
Yes, he was. Mm-hmm.
So you were confirmed in Norwegian?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, he didn't know anything else because he came from this country. And he didn't know any. Oh, well,
This pastor, he preached in Norwegian?
Yes, uh-huh.
His name was, you saying?
Lerol.
Lerol.
Uh-huh.
Did you get anything special for your confirmation that you remember, of clothes or?
No, I got some cards, I think.
Uh-huh.
Well, I need clothes, yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did your father like the farming he was doing out there?
Oh, he likes it, but it was kind of hard for him. He was on hold on all the time, so.
He was on?
Hold on, he hold, they mean, you put it into the machine.
During harvest, trash.
Yeah.
Trash.
Uh-huh.
That's what they first started when we came in April, and it was not too for harvest.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm making that switch.
Now, this was mostly wheat farming?
Yes, it was wheat farming.
It was wheat farming. Mm-hmm. Well, did your uncle have quite a big farm?
Yeah, he had a big one. He had cattle, too.
Mm-hmm. And you said that your brother and sister worked for him?
Yeah.
So they lived over at his place?
Yeah, they stayed there. Yeah.
They stayed there. What did you think you were going to do when you finished school?
Oh, I didn't plan on nothing. I didn't
think. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What did happen when you after you got confirmed?
Oh, I stayed at home.
You stayed at home?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What would be some of the typical things you'd help with around the home?
Oh, just housework, I guess.
Uh-huh. Do you remember any trips that you took, or did you stay pretty much right there in La Crosse?
No, we stayed there.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any Norwegian celebrations that you remember?
Oh, they had it at church several times.
Mm-hmm. So did you ever have a paid job outside your house, your home?
No.
No, never did.
Mm-hmm.
When did you get married?
In 1921.
December 14th.
Uh-huh. How did you meet your husband?
Oh, he came from Norway, too.
Uh-huh. He came from Norway. Where was he living?
Oh, he worked odd, and then my brother went to the service, and so he wasn't home, and then he come and worked for Dad.
Oh, so he was the hired man, as
uh-huh.
it were,
yeah, uh-huh.
on the farm there.
Yeah, my brother went to the service.
Was that for the First World War?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Where, did he go overseas?
Yeah, he was in Germany.
Oh, was he?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Was he wounded, or did
no.
he have any special problems?
No, he was wounded.
Mm-hmm. What did your brother John do after he came back from the war?
We stayed home.
Mm-hmm. Was your father able to increase his acreage, build up the farm?
No, not him. He couldn't do very much himself because he wasn't used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Then he had hired help.
He had hired help. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, he stayed there. He worked for Dad.
Your brother or your husband?
No,
now?
No.
Peter, your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That is when John was in the
service.
When John was in the service.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So now, when you got married in 1921, You were still living at home at that time then?
Yes.
And where did you and your husband move to live?
Oh, we rented a farm, and then that's where we stayed.
Do you have children?
Yeah, I got four.
Four children?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me their names.
Oh, it's Clara, the oldest. She's in Pennsylvania. And then the other three's in Spokane here. My brother, Irvin.
Your son, Irvin?
IRWIN.
IRWIN? And the others?
Is Regina.
Regina.
No, you're mixed up now.
That's your sister.
Yeah.
You're talking about...
Your children.
I see.
Clara.
Sadie.
And Irwin.
Clara and Sadie. No, it's Irvin. And Sadie.
Yes.
And then it's Phyllis.
Phyllis.
Yeah, the youngest one.
Now, those are all American names, aren't they?
They live here in Spokane.
So four children, and how many years did you live in La Crosse altogether? I mean, when did you move from La Crosse to Spokane? 1962. Why did you decide to move into Spokane?
Well, we left the farm. The farm got sold, and so we had to leave someplace.
Did you buy your own farm then after a while?
No, we bought the house in this area.
You bought this house? Now tell me whether you've been back to Norway to visit. You have?
Yeah.
How many times?
Once.
Once you went back?
20 years ago, isn't it?
About 20 years ago you went back. So that had been in the 1960s.
64.
1964.
What was that like?
Oh, it was just about the same as it always was.
Was it?
Yeah.
You recognized the places
then?
Yeah,
I knew.
Have you kept up your connection with Norway? Do you get letters from your relatives over there still? And
no, I haven't got very many, just some cousins. They've died off too.
Did you make Norwegian food through the years for your family?
Yeah, well, I don't know about that.
You don't know about that?
No.
You never thought of it as especially? Did you ever have anything special at Christmas that you thought of as being Norwegian?
Yeah, Rømmegrøt.
Rømmegrøt, Yeah.
Lefse.
And lefse?
Lefse.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you teach your children any Norwegian language?
Well, no, they don't know much. They know some, though.
They do?
Yeah. They can understand, but it's harder to talk. Can you understand?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Can you talk it too?
Yeah, det kan jeg godt. Vi kan høre litt på på norsken her. Snakker du norsk med din mann?
Ja, han forstår meg litt mer og mer.
Ja.
I haven't used it much either.
No. Right. Now, how did you become an American citizen?
Oh, I got my citizen paper.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to take a test or anything for that?
Yeah, in Colfax.
In Colfax?
Uh-huh.
How?
That's when we were at La Crosse.
And how old were you then, about?
Must have been about
40.
Was it 40?
About 40 years,
years
old?
Yeah. It's a long, I forgot.
You went to get your papers together with your husband?
No,
your own?
My own. He got his first.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got mine.
Well, is there Anything else you remember, especially from those early days that you want to?
Not that I know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you think of, tell me one thing. How Norwegian was La Crosse? Was it pretty Norwegian around there?
Oh, yes, yeah. There's quite a few Norwegians around there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they all, the church, you know, they went to church and then the church was Norwegian.
Mm-hmm. Were there other Scandinavians? Were there any Swedes or Danes out there?
Oh, yes, yeah. There were both Swedes and Danes. Mm-hmm.
And Norwegians.
Mm-hmm. We got a book there that's out in Norway. Where did you score that? You
can the see book it. From Sal.
Yeah. Have you got it?
This is from the 50th anniversary of the congregation.
Of the congregation.
Yeah.
And that tells about some of the early pastors and things, I bet,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Picture of all of them there.
Good. Great.
Yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. Did your parents ever go back to Norway?
Yes, they did.
They did?
Uh-huh. They've been there 10 years, and then they went back for a visit.
I see. Uh-huh. But they returned to La Crosse.
Uh-huh.
And tell me, what happened to your brother and your sisters? Did they settle in that area, same area, or did they move away from La Crosse?
No, they didn't settle in La Crosse.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did Ragnhild and Regina get married?
Yeah, they both got married.
Mm-hmm.
They're all married, all three married.
They were all three married?
Mm-hmm.
And all three farmers?
Yes, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, das hier wie tusen Tag for samtalen.
Uh-huh.